City of Galt. Measure G. Shall the office of the city clerk for the City of Galt be appointed? Impartial analysis of Measure G prepared by Galt City Attorney. This measure places before the voters, at the direction of the City Council, the question of whether the city clerk should be an appointed rather than an elected position. State law requires a general law city, like Galt, to have a city clerk. The position may be elected or appointed. Currently, the city clerk is elected every 4 years as provided by state law. The current term of the city clerk expires in 2020. If a majority of voters approve this question, the city council may appoint a person to the office at the expiration of the current city clerk's term, or upon a vacancy in the office. The only qualifications in state law for an elected city clerk are being over 18 years old, a Galt resident, a registered voter in Galt, and not convicted of certain disqualifying crimes, for example embezzlement of public money, bribery, etc. If voters approve making the city clerk an appointed position, the city council would have the authority to establish qualifications for the city clerk, such as educational and experience requirements, and to appoint the person they found best qualified, regardless of that person's place of residence. An appointed city clerk would hold the position at the pleasure of the city council. A majority of California's cities have an appointed city clerk, approximately 75% are appointed. Many of the duties of the city clerk are also established by state law and would remain unchanged. The city clerk records the minutes of city council meetings and is the custodian of many of the city's records. The clerk serves as the local elections official and is responsible for preparing and publishing required legal documents for calling and holding municipal elections. The clerk is also responsible for performing certain duties relating to compliance with state and local conflict of interest laws. The clerk serves as the filing officer for statements of economic interest that are required of city officials and designated employees, and for campaign contribution and expenditure statements that are required of candidates for city elected offices and from groups supporting and opposing city ballot measures. If this measure is successful, the duties of the clerk administrator, which is a separate full-time paid position, would be assumed by the appointed city clerk. As no further salary and benefits would be required to be paid for an elected city clerk position, the passage of this measure would result in an annual cost savings of approximately $24,000 in salary and benefits, as estimated by the City Finance Department. Additionally, the city would save approximately $800 every 4 years in election costs for this position. Argument in favor of Measure G. A yes vote on Measure G ensures that the city clerk for the City of Galt would be based on the qualifications and experience of the individual, not the result of a political campaign. The public expects and deserves it. Selecting a person to serve based on technical skills, education and relevant experience could accomplish this goal. This is why approximately 75% of California cities appoints their city clerks. Municipal government and regulations have become more complex, and the responsibilities of the city clerk requires increasing levels of training and experience. Today, clerk responsibilities require professional skills and expertise in elections, political practices law, open meeting laws, records retention, conflict of interest regulations and contract practices. The city clerk must also have the ability to serve as the clerk of the city council and city boards while always remaining neutral. If you approve Measure G, the appointed city clerk would be selected by the city council based on education, experience and professional abilities. If the position remains elected, the only requirements are that the candidate must be 18 years of age and a registered voter within the city of Galt. The only accountability is through a vote every 4 years or a recall. Further, Measure G will save the city money by eliminating the need to provide benefits, approximately $24,000, to a separate elected city clerk. If the voters approve Measure G, the city council may appoint a person to the office at the expiration of the current city clerk's term, or upon a vacancy in the office. As the city clerk, I am committed to quality local government and encourage you to support this necessary change. Please vote yes on Measure G, S/Donna Settles, Galt City Clerk. No argument against Measure G was filed.